This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Matthew Huffman. I said, name a well-known rock band in three words. Change the first and third letters to the first and third letters of the alphabet, that is A and C, and you can rearrange the result to name another famous rock band in three words. What is it? Well, the first one is Nine Inch Nails. Change those letters and rearrange, you get Alice in Chains.
We received about 400 responses, and our winner this week is Angela Voss of Medford, Massachusetts. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how did you solve it?
Well, I think the advantage here is that I grew up, I'm a teenager in the 90s, so these were familiar to me, and the A and C and the three words, there's not a lot of things that, you know, fit that. So I actually got Alice in Chains first, and which I do a lot of the times. I often get the second answer first and reverse back to the first.
Good, good.
So whichever one's easier for me to decipher.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I think about 8 years.
Okay. And do you play it with your husband, right?
Yes. Every week. We listen to it together, no matter what.
I love these stories. I find them very romantic. I also hear that you play with your cat.
Yes. He also plays. He hasn't gotten any answers yet, but we're not ruling him out.
All right. And your cat's name is?
Bacio.
Bacio, like kiss in Italian.
Yes. He looks like an Italian chocolate.
That's cute. All right. Here we go. Take it away, Will.
All right, Angela, in celebration of President's Day tomorrow, every answer here is the name of a U.S. president. I'm going to give you some words and familiar phrases. For each one, name a president in which the consonants are the same and in the same order as the consonants in the word or phrase. For example, if I said creature, you would say Carter, because the consonants in creature are C, R, T, and R, and those are the same consonants in the same order as in Carter.
Okay.
All right. Number one is afraid. A-F-R-A-I-D.
So F-R-N-D.
F-R-N-D. What president
is
that?
F-D-R.
No, that's F-D-R. No. That's a different order. Remember, it has to be in the same order.
Oh, same order. So like Ford.
Ford, yes. Good. Number two is Oregon, O-R-E-G-O-N.
Reagan.
Reagan is it. Beam, B-E-A-M. Your only consonants there are B and M.
Right. I'm trying to think of a president. Obama.
Obama, yes. Meaner,
M-E-A-N-E-R.
M-N-R. Right.
Monroe,
good. Heavier, H-E-A-V-I-E-R.
Hoover.
Good. Hurries in, H-U-R-R-I-E-S-I-N.
Harrison?
Harrison is it. Price, P-R-I-C-E.
P-R-C.
This is one of those presidents before the Civil War.
Franklin Pierce?
Franklin Pierce, good. Guarantee, G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E.
G-R-N-T, Grant.
Grant is it. Rather, R-A-T-H-E-R.
R-T-H-R. R-T-H-R.
Right. This was after the Civil War, but still the 19th century.
Yeah, though not the least well-known one. That's the one that I didn't know. Wait a minute.
You'll know. How about first name Chester?
Arthur.
Chester Arthur is it. Ice Ledge. I-C-E-L-E-D-G-E.
Coolidge.
That's it. And your last one is Outer Moon. O-U-T-E-R-M-O-O-N.
T-R-M-N. Truman.
Truman is it. Good job. 100%.
That's amazing. How do you feel?
I feel good. I didn't write anything down. I have a perfect recall for everything I hear and see. So I just see it in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
You have perfect recall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost. Yeah.
All right, now I'm jealous. Yeah. All right, Angela Voss of Medford, Massachusetts, for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to?
WVUR.
All right, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, the numbers 1, 12, 80, and million have something in common that only one other number has. What is it, and what's the other number? So again, the numbers are 1, 12, 80, and million. They have something in common that only one other number has. What is it, and what's the other number?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.